The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Christian from Stanwood is. Christian, are you there?
I'm here.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Christian has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
What bird is most famous for standing on one leg?
Flamingo.
Correct. What car manufacturer makes the Sienna?
Toyota?
Yes. What two teams are playing in the upcoming World Series?
Pass.
What is the name of the first song heard in The Lion King?
I'm going to pass.
What do you call an area that receives 10 inches or less of rainfall each year?
A desert?
Yes. What word can come after black, kidney, and jelly?
Say that again?
What word can come after black, kidney, and jelly?
Black, kidney, and jelly. Pass.
Cu is the symbol for what chemical element?
Copper?
Yes. Oogie Boogie is the main antagonist in what movie?
Pass.
In what city does the TV show Mad Men take place?
New York?
Correct. The first Cheesecake Factory opened up in what decade?
The 80s?
No. Christian.
Oh, I can keep going.
You could have, yes. You got 5 correct.
All right.
Right down the middle, because you got to all 10 questions.
Representing Stanwood.
Is he representing well?
Well, you know, I wanted to help, but I'm not allowed to help.
You're not.
Not.
I kind of feel like Steve's got this. Do you agree with me? You hate to agree, but
I'd never like to agree on that. You know, there's always hope.
Wow. You're always so positive. It's very sweet.
You know, one of these days, I'm going to show up wearing a cougar shirt. That way you have to root for me want to or not during Beat Migs.
That would be, you'd be trolling me so hard.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
What bird is most famous for standing on one leg?
An ostrich.
No.
A flamingo.
There we go. What car manufacturer makes the Sienna? Does an ostrich even stand on one leg?
I don't know. Maybe at some point they do when they're going up steps. Toyota?
Yes. What two teams are playing in the upcoming World Series?
The Yankees and the Dodgers.
You know it. What is the name of the first song heard in The Lion King?
Lions. Who let the lions out?
Who? No.
My heart will go on?
No.
Hakuna Matata?
No. What do you call an area that receives 10 inches or less of rainfall each year?
Dry.
No.
Banana belt.
No.
Path.
What word can come after black, kidney, and jelly?
Stone.
No.
Oh.
Oh. Kidney stone. I get it.
Black kidney. Bean?
Yes. Cu is the symbol for what chemical element?
Carbon?
No.
Copper?
Correct. Oogie Boogie is the main antagonist in what movie?
Beetlejuice?
No.
Nightmare Before Christmas?
Correct. In what city does the TV show Mad Men take place?
New York City.
Yes. Steve, you got 7 correct, which is a win, 7-5. Sorry, Christian.
That was good.
Have a good one, man. That was good.
I don't know if he meant you did good, because he did very mediocre. The first song heard in The Lion King. Anyone?
Circle of Life?
Yeah. Correct. You know that song, right? It's a circle.
I don't.
Okay, fine.
I haven't watched that movie yet.
That's an Elton John classic.
Oh, it's is really it? Sad.
Yeah.
And that movie is sad.
Okay, well, you're not selling it to me then.
Yeah, I wouldn't watch it.
What's it called again?
The Lion King.
Yes, okay.
One that Christian did get correct. You call an area that receives 10 inches or less than rainfall a desert. And one that you didn't get to, the Cheesecake Factory opened up in what decade? First ever.
I'll go 70s.
You would have been correct.
Nice.
Well, congrats on beating Christian.
Someone says, I disagree with the word main for the antagonist, as the main one is, and maybe Danny can attest to this or not because I haven't seen the movie, Jack Skellington.
Well, I mean, yeah, the main character is Jack Skellington.
Is he an antagonist?
Not really, though. Well, I mean, kind of. we're going to get in the weeds here, and
maybe we shouldn't.
Yeah, you know, we probably shouldn't.
It's a movie I've never seen either, which I feel like we should before Live Day, since that's the theme.
It would make sense if we kind of got into the spirit. Yes. Yeah.
So we should watch it and then decide which one really is the main antagonist. Mm.
Well, on the same topic.
Oh, and someone did say that ostriches do stand on one leg when they have to fart. The more you know.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for that.
We are so to Steve.
Such an educational morning.
Right?
Live Night is back on December 13th at Showbox Soto, where everything will be performed live, from the sound effects to the voice actors. Even the live barbershop quartet will be back in the house, and the KISW New Originals will be playing all the jams. And the theme is A Nightmare Before Christmas. If you'd like to join us, you can head over to KISW.com and get your tickets now. Steve Miggs, are you getting excited?
I'm fired up. Oh. It's always a blast to hang out with the Rockaholics, and I like that we do it at night now.
Oh,
less
yeah.
stressful. It's good spirits, good energy, and it's going to be a blast.